Castanestania versus Ashcroft, Mr. Helt.
Good morning again. May it please the court. My name is Christopher Helt, and I represent the respondent, petitioner, Ms. Bumi Akinseyana. This matter comes before the court on a petition for review. My client initially pro se filed this petition challenging the Board of Immigration Appeals Affirmance Without Opinion, commonly known as an AWO decision of the immigration judge, in which the judge denied my client's request for asylum, withholding of removal, and protection under the Convention Against Torture. The judge then issued an order of removal against her. The issue before the court is whether the immigration judge denied my client's request for asylum properly based on an adverse credibility determination. The standard here is whether the immigration judge properly made this determination when the record is clear that the decision was made basically on two issues or two fact scenarios. My client's testimony that her family, her stepfather was killed, burned in a fire, and her two brothers were found missing as a result of an incident.
What about the argument that she can go back to southern Nigeria, which is not controlled by Muslims, and she won't be persecuted?
Well, logistically, if she were to go back, she wouldn't go back willingly. She would be forced and forcibly removed by her government. Our government would physically...
What does that have to do with anything? The question is, if she goes back to southern Nigeria,
yes,
will she be persecuted?
We feel that she would be.
By whom?
We feel that she would not be able to successfully relocate, and not only...
Why not?
Because there are many other issues besides the ones that the government would contend.
But, you know, I think this issue is something that comes up in a lot of immigration cases, because the presumption under our law is that, let's say, countries are a whole, and there might be a dangerous area like northern Nigeria, there might be an area more predominantly Christian like southern Nigeria, and we make an assumption, which for all I know is a ethnocentric assumption of our own, that people can move from one part of a country to another, because people move all the time at the drop of a hat in this country. It seems to me that you're really just trying to make a frontal assault on that assumption, which is a lot to challenge, since the United States does take the position that if there's another area of the country which would be a safe area, that we're entitled to send the person back. It's basically their problem to figure out how they're going to live in this alternative area of the country.
That's true. Logistically, the Immigration Service would not ask the person, where would you like to go, northern or southern southern Nigeria, and drop the person off in southern India.
No, I mean, they'll send them back to Nigeria, and then they have to make their way to whatever place within the country they can get to.
Logistically, they would probably drop them off in Lagos, the capital.
Right,
so.
And that's
yeah.
The south.
Well, logistically...
Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so she's in the south.
Right. So
No risk of persecution by a Muslim state government.
Well, we would contend that since she demonstrated past persecution, that there would be certain burdens that the government would have to meet, showing convincingly that she could relocate safely.
I don't know what you mean by could relocate. If she's dropped off in Lagos, she's in southern Nigeria, what well-founded fear would she have of being persecuted at that point?
Your Honor, in this situation, an individual whose family has been decimated through political strife, her stepfather has been murdered, her two brothers were found missing as a result of this incident, her entire family connection is in the north, which...
Yes, they're all dead, so she doesn't want to go back to the north.
So you're basically taking one individual, dropping them off in an area.
Right, precisely. Now, what's wrong with that?
We don't think that is...
But she doesn't face any fear of persecution.
Well, she states that she does. Even though that the political strife and the incident did happen in the north, she still contends...
But there's no basis for that.
What support do you have in the record to support her belief? We understand what her belief is, but
yes,
that's just not enough. So what, you know, was there any expert testimony? Was there, you know, to say that if she's dropped in the south, that she will be shipped to the north, or that she'll be prevented from finding a place to stay in the south, or any. There was no evidence in the record.
There is no evidence in the record other than her own statement.
And her belief.
But it's a well-founded, reasonable conclusion.
No, it isn't, because the whole basis of her case is that the Muslims in the north are persecuting the Christians, which is true. But in the south, the Muslims are not in control. So why would she have a well-founded fear of being persecuted if she stays in the south?
She would, based on the law which supports the fact, supports the conclusion that if she states she had a past persecution.
No. Forget the burdens. What is the actual reasonable common sense basis for her thinking that she's in danger in the south as well as in the north?
Judge, would I understand your excuse me?
He's Posner.
Your analogy here. We do agree that in theory a person could safely relocate anywhere if
why
they're protected.
Why is that in practice?
But because the government.
Well, the government has evidence in the record saying that conditions are different in the south. Once it's put that evidence in, showing the different religious makeup in the south, you really can't just say, yeah, but I'm still afraid.
Mm-hmm. Well, we feel that she can, and that it's well-founded, that she can say that even though she's never had problems there, she's never been there, number one, but number two...
Well, that's the real problem, isn't it? She's never been there. I'm sure she has economic reasons and other reasons that are not cognizable under this law.
And the cumulative effect of that, we would say her conclusion is well-founded, even though she hasn't demonstrated...
No, it's not. I mean, your argument is completely illogical.
Well, Your Honor, the basic premise that we're trying to put forth here is that an individual...
I mean, suppose she testified that she's afraid to be sent to Los Angeles. So what would you say? It's well-founded?
I'd say send her to L.A. But
well, what's the difference between Lagos and Los Angeles?
Well, it's obviously not in the record, but my understanding is Lagos is the most dangerous capital in the world.
Oh, I'm sure it is, yes. But that's not because Muslims are chasing Christians. It's disordered society, a lot of criminality. That's not the same thing as persecution.
Yes, Judge, and I don't mean to paint a broad brush here, but that my client submits that the facts of this case don't merit the judge's conclusion that there were inconsistencies.
Here's the problem. If we go along with what you say, then anybody that can go to their home country and be in a place where they, quote, like we have our situation here,
yes,
where she wouldn't be prosecuted because of her religious beliefs, could say, look, I'm fearful, I think it's dangerous, I don't want to go, I don't have a job, I don't have money, and those may all be real and true to her, but there's no case law that says for those reasons she doesn't have to go. I mean, that's what you're rubbing against. You don't have any case law or anything to give us to support just her belief.
If the evidence didn't support that she had incidents of past persecution, yes, but there's a presumption that she would be persecuted even if she were to go to southern Nigeria. There's a presumption supported in the law that if she can demonstrate, and she has, these incidents of past persecution, wherever they may be.
The presumption is rebutted by the government's evidence.
Yes.
Want to save the rest of your time?
Yes, Your Honor, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hell. Mr. Wadsworth?
Thank you. May it please the Court. My name is Jeff Wadsworth, appearing on behalf of the respondent. In this case, the IJ reasonably concluded on the basis of the evidence in the record that there were significant inconsistencies and implausibilities.
So what happens if she's sent to Lagos? Can she stay there, or will they ship her back to her province of origin?
My understanding is that she could stay in Lagos. As Your Honors have been discussing,
And what's the basis for that understanding?
That I have no contrary understanding that she would be sent back.
What tribe does she belong to?
The Yorubas, who are predominant in the south as well. So, as Your Honors have focused on, the alternative holding of the immigration judge in this case, that she could relocate in southern Nigeria, consistent with the evidence presented by the government, certainly has a substantial basis, and there's substantial evidence to support that finding.
Does the government ever look into whether there are actually laws in different countries that govern the ease with which people can relocate from one area to another. Obviously, in the old Soviet Union, for example, you had to have a residence permit to live in any particular part of the country, and I just wonder if this is investigated.
That's a question I can't answer today.
It's very material if you're going to apply this assumption that people can willy-nilly move from one part of the country to another, if in fact there's some regulatory barrier to doing so.
Well, I would submit that if there were such a barrier, that evidence would be developed in the record, and in this case,
well,
there
the burden is it to develop it, though, since it's the government that says we can send her to Nigeria because she can safely move from her area of origin to another area. Is that the government's burden?
Well, it depends on, under the regulations, the burden of proving that it's safe for her to relocate elsewhere in the country will change depending upon whether past persecution was established or not.
So you can't really win this unless you really can sustain the credibility findings with regard to the past persecution.
I wouldn't agree with that, Your Honor.
Well, if there were past persecution in the North, and the government is saying, notwithstanding the past persecution, we can still send her back to Nigeria because the South is safe, surely that's for the government to show.
And I believe we have, in the sense that in looking at the country report.
But you don't know what the laws
report,
are like.
Personally, I don't know.
I mean, the country report might say the South is the safest place on the planet, but if you're not allowed to move there, it's not going to help you. Right?
I take your
That's
point.
That's my problem here.
And notwithstanding that, we would submit that there certainly is a substantial basis to uphold the immigration judge's adverse credibility finding. He provided specific and cogent reasons. There were significant inconsistencies between the petitioner's asylum application and her testimony at the hearing, and that the adverse credibility finding certainly should be upheld by this court in this case.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wadsworth.
Thank you.
Mr. Helt, do you have any time left? 1 minute, do you have anything further?
Thank you. In conclusion, I would like to address the issue of relocation once more and bring up a point. If it were true that an individual could come forward and seek refuge in America who demonstrated a fear of persecution and all sides were satisfied, but the government would then say, well, we believe you, we believe that what you're telling us is true, but there's other places in your home country that you can go to, and we would provide some type of safe haven in that area of the country. I don't think it's really our role. Our role here is simply to say, is your story credible? Do we allow this person a refugee status here? And is the story that you're telling us verified? Is it true? Do we believe you? And if so, if there are no further questions. We don't take that extra step and say, well, are there other areas of that country that you can go to and be safe? The law clearly states that if you have a well-founded fear of persecution, we believe you, then you'll be given safe haven. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Held and Mr. Wadsworth. Next case for argument is